Shalom Chapter Mishnah 1, Kol HaRukin HaNimtzoim BeYerushalayim Toirin. Any spittle that was found in Yerushalayim is tahor, is considered pure. And the background to this is that a zav or a zava, someone who'd seen an emission, their body fluids were all impure. If you touched any of their body fluids, you would also become impure. And included in those body fluids was spittle. And in those days, it was a common thing done. People would walk around and they would spit. They would spit on the floor in the street, etc. So if a zav or a zava walked and spat in the street, and you walked through that spittle, you touched that spittle, you would become impure. This was an impurity that was transferred onto you. So what happens if a person was walking in the streets of Jerusalem and they see that they just stepped in something by mistake? They weren't watching where they were walking and they stepped in some spittle by mistake. Now they have to know if they're pure or they're impure. If they're impure, they have to go through a cleansing process. And if they're pure, then okay, it's all good. So says the Mishnah, any spittle found in Jerusalem is considered pure. And the reason being, we follow the majority. And in this case over here, the majority of people are not a zav or a zava. They haven't seen emissions. And therefore, in this case over here, we can assume that the spittle came from a person who was clean, and you would be still considered clean. Chutz Mishel Shuk HaElyon, except for the upper marketplace, there was one place over there, the upper marketplace, there were a lot of non-Jewish laundrymen over there, and in that place over there, we concerned that the spittle over there is impure. Now, a non-Jewish person can't, according to Torah law, become a zav or a zava. However, the sages decreed that for certain reasons, which we'll get into when we get to those mesechtas, all non-Jewish people were considered zav or zava. And therefore, in that upper marketplace where there are a lot of these non-Jewish laundrymen, if a person stepped in some spittle over there, a person was considered impure. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That is according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi has a different opinion. He says, "B'sha'ar Yemos Hashana, at other times of the year, meaning not during festivals, she'be'imtza t'man, in the middle of the road, if there was spittle in the middle of the road, that's tame, that's impure." And the reason being that most people walk in the middle of the road are zavs, according to him. According to Rabbi Yossi, most people who walk in the middle of the road are zavs. We assume that they are zavs, and therefore the spittle in the middle of the road is impure. V'shebet sadin toherin, and at the side of the road, the side of the streets, spittle on the side of the streets is pure, because the people who walk, people who are tahor, people who are pure, they walk on the side of the road. So they stayed away from the crowds a little bit. They didn't want to become impure, so they walked to the sides of the street. That is during the year. Ubishasa regal, at the time of the festival, Sheba Emtsa Toherin. Now the opinions reverse. Now spittle found in the middle of the road is pure. Why? Because at the time of the year when most Jews are clean, they're ritually pure so that they can go into the temple. So at that time of year, Zavs would walk on the side of the road. Out of concern for other people, they would walk on the side of the road. So any spittle found in the middle of the road at the festival time would be considered pure. It came from a pure person. Ubishet sadin t'main, but a spittle now found on the side of the road, that we now are going to assume is impure, because that's where the Zavs walked at the time of the festival. Shebim Naisham Mu'utin Mistaklin Litzadin, because since they are a minority, since the Zavs are a minority, they withdrew to the side of the road at the time of festival. Brings over at the end of the Kahati that the Halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. The second opinion, so depending where the spittle was and depending on the time of year, that's what would determine if a person stood in it accidentally, that's what would determine if a person was pure or impure.